One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Mind if I have some of that paint?
Oh. I got some.
I got some of the Madeline cakes again. I got banging pumpkin seeds sprouted.
Yo.
Nice and fatty and salty. They're so good.
Mm. Got those bitches sprouted?
Yeah, they're really, I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God. Tastes like they're deep fried.
That's so crazy.
Good. Really?
Oh, that looks good.
They're so good. Wait till you taste them. Wait till you guys taste them.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't say no. The boys are eating those off the floor. They gotta be good.
Wow.
Are they an extra Red Bull too? Aren't they amazing?
Mm.
You want a Red Bull?
We got sugar free ones in there. I'm gonna grab a sugar free. Thank you though.
Sure.
Sucker free.
Mm-hmm.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Belle Biv DeVoe. Who could forget?
Who could forget that?
Yeah. She's too good.
Oh, I like her. Every time I see Sam, I ask him what games he's playing, as is my custom. Mm-hmm. And this answer was good from you today. How could you? I was like, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
You load up Steamed, so you're gonna relax and play a game. It's just infinite slop.
Is it?
It's just so many bad choices, and the choices are all. Look, I support indie game makers, but there's so much half baked slop out there that it's like it's just impossible at this point.
Sucks.
From an outsider, there's no forum that's like, no, we don't fuck with any of this. We found the best. There's no like group of guys that's like, no.
No, so you mean that the people that make games, they're like, games are the highest art form?
No. Like fans that have found the good stuff.
That's another thing.
Oh, no, there's that. Well, yeah, no, there's that, I'm sure. And then they get into the writing. I'm playing, you know, Age of Origins, which is like what do they call those shooters that are just?
It's like a rail shooter.
Yeah, it's just a rail, like a diagonal rail shooter.
Are you talking about a phone game?
I'm playing a phone game.
Wow,
it's not a rail.
It's
shooter.
It's that or nothing.
It's a phone game.
It's a phone game.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
You're better off.
Well, if you're not finding anything that you like, if you're not finding anything that's like blowing your mind, then
the current situation with games is like, it's like a. With respect to movies, if we went out in the hallway and found some poor bum-ass piece of shit digging his ass crack covered in boogers and powdered donut sugar, and he said, oh yeah, I got a movie. You should go watch it. Give me 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's the current state of affairs with games. Fucking everybody has
a
game.
So it's good. It's Police Academy 9.
They're all ass.
Yeah, it's really, really sad.
That sucks.
And I don't want to just people who are trying, but sometimes you just have to try better.
People don't know that most, if gameplay isn't solid gold, it's a waste of time. People think games are about gameplay, and you know, pure gameplay, maybe that's a game, but with me, when I see open world and I see bad designers in control of how you're using your time, it's a waste of time. These people aren't good enough to direct your time, so they're two different things, gameplay and quality.
Well, games are a glorious waste of time if they suck.
Oh, yeah, could go 80 hours in a game.
That's like me taking you guys on a vacation where we eat worms for 3 days.
Yeah.
You guys, you got to come
for
with
12
me.
12 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah, like I'll pick you up at your house. I'm taking you on a special vacation. And I don't tell you that. Where are we going? We're going to eat dirt in Austin. It's 107 degree dirt.
And we're paying ticket prices every day going into the beach.
It's just how much it costs to go here. You're getting like amoebas in your dick.
I bought
I did buy the Oblivion remaster.
Mm.
And I'm going to be playing that.
I tried that too. Couldn't get past the tutorial. I was like, I don't have time for this shit. I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah. They're giving you a forward?
It goes on forever. And if I can break a game and if I can go nowhere, there needs to be some more rules. It needs to be more like boxing. I'd rather it be a point-and-click adventure game, so you can't even break it. You can only see what's been specifically designed instead of just got 3D polygons, bullshit, everything looks like shit. Just tired of it. It doesn't do it for me anymore.
I agree. It's hard.
I'll play Stalker.
It's hard to get into a game.
Oh. Mm. The older I get, the more I want to die.
It might just be because I'm getting old. It's time to just replay Skyrim once a year.
What about Stalker?
But Oblivion, I would argue Oblivion is way better.
I do it in the winter because it's cozy.
I think I play Redguard.
I do it in the snow zone.
Yeah, the snow zone.
I'll do Oblivion remake in the winter here, yeah.
Oblivion is good. I just like the vibe better.
What about Shadow of Chernobyl? Anyone else beat that?
I never played, no.
You mean Stalker?
Yeah.
Those games are unbelievable.
I can't think of better games.
The last time I tried firing it up, it worked for about 25 minutes. Before encountering like an unrecoverable errors and crashes.
Well, why? They just redid them or something to where there's some bullshit.
I hope they did. Yeah. They better have some bullshit in there.
But even then, some guy's like, go see this guy. I'm like, fuck you. I can't even do it.
So you type in throw hot coffee in face?
Yeah, it turns into a text parser. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Mm. See, that sounds good. Mm. But just gameplay, we can go nowhere. And I'm like spooked out. I'm like, I'm not playing this. I'm not going down that hallway. Fuck that.
It might be the best
shock scares.
It might be the best example of how limitations are a good thing in any form of media.
Open world, nothing worse.
Video games, limitations.
But Breath of the Wild was good. The Zelda open world one was, I found that it was the most magnificent game I've ever played. It's by far the most magnificent game I've ever played. I was shocked by how good it was.
Breath of the Wild?
Yeah. It's unbelievably good. But there's a little bit of crafting, there's a little bit of BS stuff, but
it's pretty well balanced.
Yeah, it's good.
Like,
it's
experience wise.
Hmm. It's just like when you see the dragons flying around for the first time, like no games do that. And the Japanese are subpar at games, but Zelda proves the rule or something. Zelda is very magnificent. I don't think Americans could possibly make that.
What about Jonathan Blow?
Jonathan Blow? He did the time game about bad breakup.
Braid?
Oh, Braid, yeah. I don't know. I couldn't do it. I was trying.
I liked Braid.
People showed me that game. I was fag. Like, I put on Quake.
Wait, was Braid about a breakup that he went through?
I think it was some sort of
I forgot.
Beautiful therapy.
Some man, yeah, probably. I like the gameplay.
That's off the hook if that's about a breakup.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I like the music, not the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
but Symphony of the Night, you could play that again, and the gameplay isn't worthless. Like, that actually wins. That's Castlevania is the best.
It is a great game.
That's like the phone game I'm playing. I feel the same way.
Yeah, Castlevania T-Mobile.
Castlevania T-Mobile. No matter what, I found the reality of all phone games is 10 hours in, you're not playing the game anymore. You're doing stupid. You're touching your phone like a fucking like a slot machine, like a fat retard at a slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting wood. I'm getting food.
Yeah,
I'm like gathering assets. Like,
oh look, three nines.
Game gold.
Yeah,
the golden Buddha.
I need way more golden Buddha. I need to collect.
You're doing this.
Let me check my mail.
Oh, no.
I mean, Power Wash Simulator is probably off the chain.
It is, but it's just, it's crazy.
Some games hide mystery in their titles. Power Wash Simulator.
I guess some games don't.
It's not realistic.
Kind of... Oh, yeah. Yeah, they need to have Nazi graffiti.
Come on, let's suck cock 5000.
But it's...
My phone number is suck cock. This guy sucks cock good.
Like, this is insulting.
This is, I play this.
I mean, it doesn't look bad, but it just seems like a toil. It seems like a game that an AI would give a human just to fuck up with him.
No, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, it's like picking ticks out of your dog.
Mm.
Well, that's useful.
They should make a game. They should make a picking ticks out of your dog game.
Yeah, picking ticks out of your wife.
We'll just have to settle a shower with dad.
Shower simulator. With dad simulator.
It's a simulator. It's like flight simulator.
French kissing your father at the simulator. It's like a little meter how much he likes it. He's like,
We should do flight simulator though with this with the flight gear and everything. Like doing full like true to time flights.
20-hour flights.
Yeah, like that was fun. Going to California.
You remember being in the flight sim?
Yeah, that was so awesome. Much fun.
So hard.
We should do it. We should do a 20-hour fucking flight.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, it would.
You got passengers in chat?
Mm-hmm.
It'd probably make you more comfortable with traveling, maybe. Or, like, being more familiar with how to fly.
Yeah. Now that I know how to run it.
Just in any case of emergency. Do we have a pilot on the plane?
Yeah, right here. I got thousands of hours.
But they have all...
20s of hours.
They have all the freaking console stuff you can get for the simulator to hook up to. It's so silly.
I wonder what's more expensive, a flight simulator or an auto sim? Just because of popularity.
I mean, probably a real deal flight simulator because of the hydraulics and stuff.
Motion?
Yeah, if you go the academic route.
Oh, right.
But, you know, they got $1 million driving sims, too.
Do they? Million? They go to a million already?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't think consumers have them, but for, like, I think BMW might have one.
Yeah.
Well, why do they just drive them for fun?
F1 development. No, they're pretty accurate.
20 million per unit? Oh, for an actual one?
25 milli for
we flew the one that was 20 million.
It's expensive, yeah.
You guys were in the $20 million. Well, we were.
But I would assume a lot of that is just governmental bloat.
Yeah.
Like it has to, you need it to do this. It's just some useless thing that doesn't make it more accurate.
It's like part of the airline license fees.
Probably makes it worse. I mean, remember the graphics in the flight sim that we did were just from straight out of the 80s.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were shit.
I don't know how they're supposed to train with that.
Sims are ridiculous. Like, even auto racing sim, I've been on like one, like, $25,000 rig. Mm-hmm. It sucked cock.
Mm. Well, they're pretty realistic. I think that's why it's difficult.
I'd feel like I wouldn't crash as much as I would in a real car as I did on a fucking racing sim.
Was it Rocco's you did?
I did Rocco's and Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
They still have them.
I was crashing nonstop. Mm. It was like, oh, cool. I felt like a fucking drunk girl driving around. I feel like I was like a Texas A&M cheerleader in a Formula One car.
Is it just hard to steer?
Yeah.
You don't have chocolate, do you, Charles?
I don't think so. Shit.
Don't go out to the car. It's not worth it.
No, I don't.
It would have been melted in there.
Let me see. I think I have strawberries.
It's hot days.
I have strawberries.
Oh, no, it's not going to do it for me.
Sam, we got to find a chocolate sponsor.
We need a chocolatier to come, a Willy Wonka-type gentleman with probably $1 billion to come in and sponsor
us. Willy's chocolate?
Willy's, old Willy's.
Would you do Reed's just for the chocolate?
Yeah.
It was really good.
It's the best. Like honey, like there's the Can't chocolate. There was one made with honey. That was really good.
Makes me sick.
Oh, yeah?
I don't want the honey.
No?
I just want chocolate.
Milk.
Actual.
Wait, was the honey just to sweeten the chocolate?
Yeah, instead of sugar, it was done with honey. And they had chocolate covered honeycomb, which was really, really good, but it's a bit rich. That's
interesting.
Tommy Wonka.
It's the best.
Willy's brother. Yeah. Tommy Wonka. My brother's cheaper. A fucking fruitcase.
It's cheaper.
Like he fucked all those kids. The little fat kid in the tube. Oh, we got to get him out of it. Yeah, right. Put him right on his bed.
Do you remember when Willie was showing everyone on the float live leak videos in the movie?
Yeah.
You remember we had live leak on?
Round and round we go. Yeah. It's just like a Chinese person falling off a building.
There's like huge bugs killing birds. I don't even remember what it was, but it was sickening to see as a kid.
Wait, what?
Augustus
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
What about it?
Just in the underground train, underground float ride, he was like going insane and showing like zoo gore on the screens, like with a projector or something fucking crazy. Like it was zoo gore. It was
in the original film, the old one? Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Is it the tunnel?
It's the tunnel.
It's the
tunnel of terror.
Tunnel
scene.
Of terror right here.
Round and round we go. Who knows where we'll go?
It's pretty good. I can imagine Johnny Depp probably did it well.
There's probably nothing worse than being a child actor in the heyday of Hollywood.
Oh, no.
You got these fucking guys.
Ask Shirley Temple.
This tunnel scene, you're about to see what it was probably actually like to be a child actor.
Yeah, pretty much. That's probably how they wrote the scene. Ah, show them what it's like.
They're puking. They're puking hard like men.
Mm-hmm.
I hate this. I hate this movie. Even the way the picture looks, everything, I hate it.
Mm. Even the color.
People of color in the back, please.
Would you say the color? You hate the color?
Yeah, just, well, I mean, I know it must be Technicolor, so it looks good, but maybe I was just sick watching this as a kid.
I understand. I understand what you are saying.
Just like the everyone's hair, everyone's clothes. Like, it's like watching fucking Columbo for kids.
Wow.
It makes me ill.
Wow.
And it's just, I felt it was just a movie of all kids getting tortured.
Yeah.
And a guy staring at them. He's like, this is going to hurt you more than it hurts me, but the fat kid's on my bed right now.
Just disgusting. This guy, why did he build this fucking world? Like, I just don't get it. Why is he alive?
The chocolate waterfall is kind of crazy.
No, she said she doesn't want that.
Is this the
stupid bitch?
Jerking off. Raping children.
But,
see those gummy bears? Yeah. Holy shit. They're all hanging from a tree.
They're hanging around the, like a noose.
Got nooses.
They shot themselves.
Get crazy.
Chris, would you turn my headphones down a little bit? I don't like the music either.
Nah.
It's horrifying. All the horns from the 70s, they grate on you. Horns, brass. It's disgusting.
It's like, all right, that's enough candy.
You don't? Then die.
I'm going to let the producers in.
This is like an occult initiation. Everything they make is like the same shit.
A freak off.
What's the guy fucking sick?
Yeah. Oh, they are showing weird zoo gore in here.
That putting them in coffins of spiders and snakes sounds familiar.
Worms across the leg. Is that a chicken getting his head cut off?
Yeah, of course.
Whoa.
What, you wouldn't want to show your kids zoo gore? This isn't my favorite scene from a kid's movie. It's like Brave Little Fucking Toaster.
Can I turn it off?
If you wish.
It's freaking me out.
It's disgusting. He's got good screams, though.
Keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs.
He's reading a cue card.
Oh, you see it in his eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, we crossed the void. Great. That's my favorite kids movie.
From like if it was a different context, I guess the visuals and the whatever is going on is impressive, but the context is.
If you're doing like a scream metal music video,
Gaspar No.
Sanguis Ogaboy.
Yeah.
Gaspar No.
No.
Yeah.
That, it's interesting how this shit sucks.
Yeah, isn't it? But it's so good, you have to remake it.
It's so good, it has to be watched, it has to be remade. You know what I always think about is old comedians? And how everybody's like, oh, you should have been there in Gene Wilder's day.
Yeah.
He would just get off, you know, he would jump out and he would go zippity doo dah. Yeah. And it was, you know, we were amazed by that Like this sort of this reverence for these these fucking guys.
I've that never seen anyone else in the world move or talk like he did.
Yeah.
He
ballerinas.
He jumps up in the air, does this, and then goes zippity doodah, and people are like, "Oh, I can't believe how funny it was."
It's a documentary made by Mel Brooks. Yeah. Spaceballs too.
It's like Joker. I was watching Joker when Joker walks on stage at the. I caught the end of it last night just by chance. Mm-hmm. And he does this like ballerina.
Yeah.
And you realize that, what's his face? Hair lip. What's his name? Joaquin Phoenix is a classically trained
mime clown.
He's a dancer. Yeah. Like we're just supposed to, you know, whatever. He learned this one. Like you've done dance classes more than 10 times.
It's really good.
And people are like this. Mm-hmm. Like that's showmanship. And we're like, is it though? Like it's just it's like the old Friars Club roasts where it's just subtle nuanced digs that just basically call each other drunks.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I don't know, I feel like the mid 2000s.
You wouldn't want to do that because my wife's in the car.
You never found a drink you didn't like. I don't know, and I feel like real roasts like 08, like even Jeff Ross, Greg Giraldo's obviously better, but like Jeff Ross, Lisa Lampanelli roasting. Would have probably got it. She would have been fucking hauled off by the security if she roasted as hard as she did.
Mm-hmm.
If she was like in the 60s, time machine back and roasting them as hard as she roasted probably like
Shaq. The mob would have shot her.
They would have shot her like point blank.
She had shot on stage.
You fat fucking. like right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
But that's an acting family. That's a cult family. He's a special weirdo. Like that's River Phoenix's brother, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's. I mean, you guys remember River Phoenix? I mean, this was a long time ago, isn't that? Is this this?
Oh yeah.
This guy's fucking still around. The same cocksuckers are still around forever.
And they killed him for fun, right? The club owners from the Viper Room.
Angelica Houston on the stone altar. I don't know. I don't know why they do those things. Who knows?
Yeah, that was a 80s, late 80, 85 to 94 was a big sacrifice time.
Yeah, at the Viper Pit.
Yeah.
I don't know why they do those gay things.
Right.
How'd this guy die?
Outside he died outside and then like what's his face? Johnny Depp went back inside or something like it's like something very strange. Like it would be like if we're out having beers. I die outside. Chuck goes back inside and continues having drinks.
Yeah, something weird. And it was Houston was in the basement pissed because she was ready with the stone altar.
Really?
God, yeah, I was like,
Children
what?
Of God cult. Phoenix is at the age of 4.
Wow, that's cool.
They just breeze right through that. Yeah, he was at the age of 4.
I mean, that's a good age.
He blocked it out.
Oh,
so he became an actor after that.
And then cause of death.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine this? Who doesn't want to be a star? And after all that, you just get killed at 18 or something like that. You can't even have your career. Your brother gets it.
Yeah.
So weird.
They're hanging out with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Flea.
Big faggots. Michael Stipe. Yeah, I don't get it. These people are freaks. They must not be alive. They must be vessels for demons. How else can you explain it?
You know what I really like is the hard, like, can't people just overdose? Everything's got to be a conspiracy.
Yep.
And they get like mad at you.
Can't people just overdose things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Obama's boyfriends keep dying, and you're like, can't accidents just happen?
Can't people just drown?
Like, can't Obama just be a gay guy?
Well, you'd have a normal overdose after filming the last interior shots on your last project, Dark Blood.
Oh, my last project, Dark Blood.
I died pretty normally and innocently after my my final project, The Final Sacrament.
Just walked off set on my last
Heath Ledger, you see Heath Ledger's last project?
What was it? Was it like drain the spine or something?
Yeah.
Pineal spine drain.
Yo,
was it the last you worked on Imaginarium with Dr. Parnassus?
You don't remember what it was?
No.
You're not going to believe it. Go to Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, I think is what it's called.
That movie was kind of interesting.
Well, it's, look up the trailer for this fucking thing, Chris. Terry Gilliam sucks, by the way.
Yeah, you don't
I'm
like
sorry.
Him? Well, I mean, I
It just sucks.
I respect that.
It's like the movies are amazing. They're like packed with detail and unbelievable set design and everything else, but they just fucking suck. Hmm. You watch Brazil?
Yeah, Brazil's too painful to watch.
It just sucks.
Baron von Munchausen was pretty interesting. But so much suffering in those movies.
Dr. Parnassus made a deal with the devil.
Stop!
You're probably.
Did they kill him on set?
Man,
to gain immortality.
It's been a while.
But this came
more alchemy bullshit.
Any child born at the age of 16 belonged to him.
Now, a mysterious outsider.
Can you put a price?
The Joker.
The black and white checks. You see that, Nick?
Yeah.
Beyond their imaginations.
They looking to merge the cubes on the chessboard?
No, Vern Troy, he's dead too. He's drinking his life away.
Yeah, they're there. Save your daughter's life, sir!
You can save her. What do you say? First to five souls.
Voila. Voila.
That's a masterpiece if I ever saw one.
I would assume they were looking at Salvador Dali for the set design, art direction on this also.
Yep.
Wow.
Is that Depp?
It's Johnny?
It's Johnny.
When I first heard that, I was crying.
This guy likes being around hot, dead guys.
Yeah.
Is that based off a book?
Nope.
I think it's based off sex manual.
The Talmud. You know, it's based...
Kabbalah.
Yeah, the Kabbalah.
Madonna's Kabbalah.
On. Yeah.
It's Madonna's version of the Kabbalah. It's date 20-year-old
black guys. He's obsessing with the chessboard.
I don't get it. The main thing is the vibe. Like, if you had unlimited power, wouldn't you at least like build a life-size Hot Wheels track or something?
I would.
Like, wouldn't you build I'm gonna build the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
And then it'll have my name on it. So that everybody, like, whatever. If this is your motivation, is to become the most powerful, egotistical, like, whatever person, what they do is like, I'm going to teach you the magic of three.
Jim Carrey's, what's that movie with the
nine?
Nine.
23?
Number 23 is good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Obsessions with, have you heard the mysteries of Fibonacci?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's the Count Dracula from fucking the Muppets singing it.
It's Count Chocula.
Yeah.
Cereal.
Some old guy in eye makeup?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
He's a genius.
Get this away from me.
Yeah, get this stinky away
like
from me.
An old guy who's like just physically so close to being a female. Like, you know, when old guys, like, their testosterone.
Their skin gets soft.
They become feminine.
Yeah.
It's like some old guy that's like, I want to teach you about three.
That's what he sounds like.
He's just a wet mouth.
The marionette man.
Yeah.
Bring me more boys. The recipe calls for 10 more boys next in my proximity.
Cool.
I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to go back to building the Hot Wheels track.
This is 100 years of this. 100 years plus cinema. It's always been like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Try watching Frankenstein from the 30s. You won't believe what you see.
Mm.
Ugh.
Maybe the old people, you know how like when you're a kid, kids like to play pretend and with like fire magic and staffs and stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Fantastic. When you're a kid? No, when you're a kid playing fantasy stuff when you're fantasy. Like seven.
Yeah.
Maybe when you get really old, you go, back, into that fantasy thing, but maybe in a more sinister, creepy way.
Hmm. If you could go back knowing what you do now, That kind of sounds decent.
Yeah.
You must, because Jeff Bezos had a foam party yesterday.
Oh, he did a foam party?
He did a foam party. That's like, cool. You fucking...
That's so cool.
Dude, are you...
Foam?
What is that, like delousing or something? Yeah,
look,
what's
look
it
up
for?
Jeff Bezos' foam party on his boat.
I just, get my pack.
It's just so...
don't forget about these cakes. Oh, they're sweet.
It'd be like if, like...
You didn't tell me you had this?
They're sweet cakes.
What's in them? Is it honey? Oh, thanks.
They're from Oblivion.
They're sweet rolls. They're honey. I don't want honey right
they're
now.
They're Machiavellian.
Thank you, Charles. I can't do honey right now.
Why?
What's wrong? I just don't want it.
Why?
I don't want it.
Macuna honey?
Why?
I just don't want it right
You're
now.
You're gonna get it.
I'm Socrates. Uh-uh.
Looks like Bezos is sauced back up again.
He's drinking again?
Is it the bee thing?
What?
Is it like because it's from a bee?
No,
it's
I love bees. I like honey. Honey is not like a
high cal.
Fat guy stress eating stress reliever treat to me.
Oh.
That's okay. Why I don't want it right now.
You want salt? Right.
Yeah.
I eat it because it kills mold in your body.
Honey
I'll
does?
Eat it.
Yeah.
I'll eat it.
Mm.
Just not when I'm feeling like a fat guy that's stressed out.
You guys got to look into different salts you can buy.
Oh, yeah.
Higher quality salts. I got salt. When we were in Cleveland in that deli, I bought this salt there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best salt I've ever had.
Italian salt.
Now, here's a little question for you. Do the salts have heavy metals in them?
Mm-hmm. Or plastics?
Because they're being shipped through Cyprus and...
It was grown in Ohio. It's Ohio salt, so I was trying to go local with the salt. Anyways, foam party.
No, it's just like a brain reversion that we're just supposed to believe that, like, billionaires... Like, when billionaires get corny... Mm-hmm. I lose my fucking mind. Like, I don't mind if you build a boat. Like, the Sam Walton, the Walton daughter, built a crazy boat. He has a crazy boat, too. But, like, watching this guy, like, comply with his, like, slut girlfriend and be like, we should do a foam party, Jeff.
Does anybody want Adele's?
No, thank you.
I'm okay, bud.
No, thanks.
Thanks.
Well, these guys having sex?
I think he missed all this stuff in, like, high school, college. So now he's just, like...
Keep it to yourself.
Testing out.
But that'd be like literally if you became a DJ for real.
Yeah.
DJ saved my life tonight.
You like put a French mask on made for like $12,000 or $30,000. And you were like, no, for real. And then you started to really understand like DJing techno.
The intricacies of getting a party going.
Yeah.
And like what tracks.
Yep.
Really, you know,
how to read the room,
move the crowd, how to read the room.
You were like Sebastian,
yeah,
like the guy Sebastian, yeah,
yeah,
that'd be cool.
DJ Diesel,
Tiesto's still around, isn't he?
Tiesto kicks ass.
Hmm.
I remember people used to make good retard rap back in the day with retard. Like, I remember my cousin had put in one of those CDs and we were crying laughing, and it was labeled DJ Tiesto. It was so funny. I don't know how I could find that though. Actually, he probably remembers it.
Oh, Shaq's DJing. Yeah,
yeah, Shaq's DJing as DJ Diesel.
Oh, it's happening like that's new?
No, that's been it's been a thing for I want to say years.
Yeah, Shaq needs to go away.
DJ Diesel.
Shaq's Snoop Dogging. He needs to go the fuck away.
Yeah.
These guys have been around for 40 fucking years.
Mm. Well, Shaq's a Freemason, so.
Yeah.
We got to deal with his
What is it, the Boule?
He's the Boule.
He's the Boule. He's Bob. He's the fucking Bobby Boule. He's the Buttmeister. He's a high-ranking Boule member.
Sure, I am. I'm sure I'm a Boule member.
What'd you guys think of Birdman?
I think that that there's a black Illuminati, and it's got different branding. Is you know? Can you imagine being black? How insulting that is. You get this like knockoff. Like a Miri branded, like fucking
Illuminati.
They're in the back of the lodge.
It's just everything's worse. It's gayer. It's tackier.
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
Everyone's down Gauche. Low.
You got to wear pink suits.
You're like Nas. You're kind of like a with it black guy that knows that you're being like patronized.
Yeah.
And you're like this, man, why do I always got to do this? Like the crest. The crest has like a turntable on it.
Yeah.
You know, like inside the Latin is like. Shriminus Favaris, yo. Yo, Frivominus. Yo, yo.
I just
food Stampius.
You're getting dapped up by someone in a cloak.
Some like old, like fucking Donald Rumsfeld looking. like giving you like a, hey, what's up, home slice, raise the roof, my guy. And then just cracks a baby neck and he's like, you want some of the, you want to get down on some of this blood?
It just doesn't make any sense. A guy's been playing basketball. He's just so interested in secret societies. Like, how also, does that make any sense?
If you're in the Illuminati, wouldn't you, like, you're the most powerful people in the world. Wouldn't you want to get away from black people?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, why would you want them?
Well, he,
it depends.
It's a good point.
I feel like they constantly bounce. Like, I feel like it's one of those things where you think you do as a black dude, and you're like, man, I want to get away from these fucking I grew up with. And then you go, and it's like, who's that fucking, who's that stuttering fucking Republican that everybody hates? The fat one. The one that did like the North Carolina Frank. Piece of shit. The one that,
Lindsey Graham?
Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Lindsey Graham?
I don't know.
Is he like the puttering mess?
He's like the gay, it's the closeted. No, it's gimp
the
guy.
I know who you're talking about now. The guy that looks almost like him. He's worse though.
The other one.
The bird.
Yeah, the gobbly chin one.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell. That's what I'm thinking. Mitch, like you're Shaq. You're like this man. I can't wait to get away from like my hood cousins that are like constantly eating all my food and causing shit every time I go to a nice restaurant. Mm. Man, it's gonna be so good when I get around these elites. And then you get there, and it's just Mitch McConnell there offering you a hand job, and he's telling you he wants to raise the roof, and you're like, shit.
Yeah.
Where's
no
Nas,
escape?
Where's Nas? And he's like, Nas is just over there getting hammered drunk.
Well, I guess the reverse of it is like Kim Jong Un hanging out with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Wanting like, oh, this is cool.
Those were fun days, though.
Yeah, that must be really fun hanging out with a fucking gook. It's like, oh, Chicago Bulls. Dennis Rodman must be like, yeah, man.
Is there a video of that?
Yeah. There's a video of Dennis Rodman talking about it.
But there's no video of him meeting him. So it's just bullshit. There's video of them talking together.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, shit.
10,000 people crying at him.
I don't know. I just assume North Korea doesn't exist. It's just a big film set. But what's the point of even discussing it?
I like that North Korea's fake.
Isn't that awesome?
That's a fun one.
Arrival in North Korea early this week, the diplomatic stunner of the year so far, a meeting by the basketball court with Kim Jong-un. No American gets in to see the North Korean ruler.
He's doing the
not
retalk.
Not even, say, Google founder Eric Schmidt, whose visit last month was not well regarded by the U.S. government.
We don't think the timing of this is particularly helpful.
But maybe that's because Schmidt was never an NBA star. While one of the few things known about the secretive Kim's private life from his days as a student at a Swiss boarding school is that he was an NBA nut, especially big on Rodman's old team, the Bulls. So when Vice magazine pitched North Korea on bringing over Rodman,
what about Michael Jordan? Why did he go?
He didn't have the colored hair. Yeah.
Michael Jordan's honestly, I think Michael Jordan's the one of the alcoholic ones that doesn't want to play anymore. Mm-hmm. He's like, I know what you're doing, Shaq. You're going to lose. And he's like, what? He's like, forget it. Meet me in the bar. You get to the bar, he's got like two full bottles of whiskey in front of him.
Even his pupils are yellow.
Yeah.
It's like Werewolf from London.
Yeah, he's like, I told you.
There is a movie that I'm trying to think. I don't know if it exists, but is there like an old 90s movie about an orphanage and a basketball team? Like a kid from an orphanage.
Is it The Air Up There?
That's a ChatGPT question.
Yeah.
I think it's a movie called The Air Up There.
Legend of Pistol Pete was good, but that's not an orphanage.
I know what it is. It's called The Air Up There.
The Air Up There.
Yeah.
It's Air Bud.
Air Up There with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, no. This is African. Isn't this an African thing?
This is when they were like this. Watch us use these. Watch us take Matumbo.
Oh.
Look at Kevin Bacon.
That's cool. Awesome.
Remember him in Sleepers? When's the last time you guys saw Sleepers? Mm. It's pretty special.
This morning.
This morning.
Hollywood Pictures. Coach Jimmy Dolan traveled to Africa.
Whoa. Skin.
Don't steal my camera.
Hot air balloon.
Hey, Jordan.
What he found.
We'll play basketball game. We bet all our land.
Is a tribe who needed his help.
You will be our coach.
Shit's enough to make me puke.
They're about to play the game of their lives. Kevin Bacon.
He's ghosting her.
Cover.
The Air Up There. Rated PG.
I saw that in the movie theater.
Was it good?
It was really good.
Damn. I like that.
It's PG.
There's like good sex scenes in it.
Do they cut into his stomach in the movie as like a ritual?
I think
I saw that as a kid and it horrified me.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't take cutting into stomach. Did you see Dragged Across Concrete? Did we talk about this?
No, I didn't see it.
It's good.
Is it?
Is it a revenge movie?
It's the guy who did Bone saw Bone Hawk Ridge.
That doesn't sound.
But they cut
healthy.
His stomach open, and you can hear the tearing. And I'm like, and they're squeezing. They have to get a key out of his stomach. Yeah. He swallows a key, and you
it's
can
like
hear
Saw.
The
is Jigsaw in this movie?
No, but like
no, his name's just Jig.
It's a slow mover, so they're like.
I'd watch that.
Oh, it's fucking brutal, you know, but it's pretty good.
I'll add that to my gore list.
Zoogore.com.
My mixtape.
My gore.
You know that? That's what they call the mixtapes. Gore.
What, gore guys?
Yeah, when they make a compilation.
Sad.
Cool.
Mm. You know me. I'm all about that.
Well, you're all about barbecue and gore.
I wouldn't want to even if somebody I knew that was into that. Then they made food.
Yeah.
I would be so grossed out.
Yeah. Like the hatchet man that fed everybody the chili.
Yeah. I remember seeing some pretty, I mean, there's some good traffic safety on LiveLeak, but there were some pretty damaging things that I saw in there.
Yeah. I don't even, I'm sorry I even mentioned it.
Oh, no. I don't mean to even, I'm not going to expound upon it. I'm just,
you know. Disturbed. Chris is disturbed.
I'm just
disturbed. How his music is so
disturbed.
Disturbed.
Disturbed. Yeah.
Just the band disturbed.
You had to say I had disturbed.
Disturbed.
Yeah. The lead singers.
Jewish
religion.
Guy. Yeah.
Disturbed.
Yeah. Yeah. Disturbed. He wears a chain.
A certain chain.
That's every song is about his religion?
Sucking the penis of a child.
Those were the days. I wish they still made music.
Give it to me. What we got up here, Nick?
I tried to be dynamic this time, so because my links have been shitting lately. Oh, yeah. This is wild.
Through. Oh God!
All right, so
if you've been following along, then you know a major bookstore chain.
If I have some links, do I send them to you, Chris?
Inclusive children's
books. You can just text me.
Oh, okay, cool.
Offered to carry
Pengrooms.
My children's books, the Pengrooms and the secret ingredient, but that they could only put the Pengrooms in their children's book section if we changed the title of the book. So we agreed to do it. We changed the Pengrooms to become Pringle and Vince. Same book, same message of inclusivity, just a brand new title. When we sold out of our copies of the
That's interesting.
Okay, so this
what's the obsession with
this
kids?
Fucking got a half of an order with Barnes & Noble, clearly. Or Costco. The name of the book is Pengrooms. Like, this is how, like, on the nose they are now. They might as well call it, like...
Chimo.
Penis
suckers.
Fuck your little rental child.
Remember when they were all singing, we're coming for your kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're saying Pengrooms, and we're like this. Can you believe they did this to us? That wall of books right there is 7 deep, he said. Six deep. 6 boxes deep. Mm-hmm. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know how many are. Let's say, like, they ordered 25,000 books before they had a locked purchase order. Mm-hmm. So you can just tell this guy's, like, a fucking retard, mm-hmm. like, business-wise. Mm-hmm. No money in-house. And, like, the comments are all, like, ripping him up. Like, why the hell did you build the book if, like... It's just such an ass-backwards way to go. He's like, there was some miscommunication between us and Walmart or whoever, and now we're just stuck with these books and people. And then there's like a bunch of fucking people like, every book should be, books should be valued and treasure. Books are treasure.
See, these are the books that the Nazis burned.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That point, the books are treasures line that people take. To me, that's awesome. You can fill, a book is just a way of containing ideas.
That's a good point.
You could put the worst possible ideas in a book. You could make a book that's totally heinous.
There's
and
one that comes to mind.
Satanic and should be exploded with a nuclear bomb.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that in a book. There's nothing, there's no
limit.
innate thing about books that means it should be preserved or read or that it should exist.
No, they're under the influence that because it's a book that is made, it is good.
Yeah.
So that means this is a bad time to release my book.
Well, what about 200 years?
Wheels. All cars' wheels should be wheels.
But some books, all books are treasures, but some books cannot be translated into English.
Yeah, that too.
They're actually that good. Nah, we're not translating that to English. It's such a treasure.
It's just, it's really wild to me, like, this like pandering to the public.
Yeah.
As, like, I made a huge misstep, but it's because I'm a and they are discriminatory against my book about grooming children. How could they? Uh-huh. It's so unreal. It's like all five of layers of like irony and like, it's like, what?
It's the whole thing.
This is where it's all led. The propaganda of the Nazis burning books and you can never burn a book again has led us explicitly right here. That's why it was created.
It's if you wanted to do the funniest, like I'll give the funniest parody would be like me, be like this. You're not going to believe it. Barnes & Noble said they had some interest in books because right-wing books are doing well. So my book, Fry the with Oil.
That's an interesting name.
And they wanted us to change it because they didn't want the word in the title. So I changed it to cockroach. I changed it. I said fry monkeys in cockroach seed lard. Wow. And I ordered all these books. And look what they did to me because of left-leaning politicians keeping books out of children's hands.
And how long is it going to be till this guy is in jail for molesting children?
Never.
Nah, they're getting pinched one by one, but it's really fun when they get pinched. When they're like this guy on, you know, you see them, they keep getting pinched for fucking... I love
like the activists always getting they got hardcore hard drives. Yeah. What?
Yeah, they just getting caught with like 4-year-olds in hotel rooms and shit.
Yeah, that too. It's Pringle nice.
And Finn, is it selling? I don't know how to tell if it's selling.
Well, it's 38% off, so they got to do some 419 ratings.
3 to 7
might be propped up by the TikTok squad coming in.
Wow. I wonder if there's penguins that have unbelievable gay sex in this.
Yeah. The penguins are known for prostate
play.
Play.
And then Pringle said to Finn,
let's adopt these little boys.
Let's adopt these human boys. Yeah. At this website in Wisconsin.
My favorite adoption story were those two lesbians that had a busload. They had a whole family of adopted black children.
That's so weird. I was thinking about that like 3 days ago.
It's something that you can never forget.
You told me that. That's I never heard of that.
So horrific.
They did a Thelma and Louise when one of the kids, like there's some investigations that started to pop up of some of the abuse, and then there was impending doom headed to them. So they rounded all the children up into a bus and they drove off a cliff.
Yeah, the Hart family.
No way.
I thought that was pretty beautiful. It was very, like, love is a love, I think.
This is the stuff that we're saying is like we're
not making any of this up.
But we're bad guys who can't have a TV show. And like the actual price of this behavior is paid for by these children that are getting
sacrificed.
This shit right here is like something out of the Bible or something. Yeah, something out of the Old Testament. Find the story, the Wikipedia, Chris, in case
pretty people, sweet.
The Hart family.
Hart.
Yeah.
The Hart family.
Owen Hart family.
Okay. Jennifer Hart and her wife, Sarah Hart.
They were married.
These lesbians, they adopted 6 black children. And Jennifer intentionally drove their SUV off a cliff, killing everyone.
That's a love-filled ride right there.
Family side.
That's fucking family side.
Family side. Chicken.
Familiar side.
Yeah, that was that's horrific beyond imagination, and no one gets the millstone for this, so what are you supposed to do?
This is horrific beyond imagination. Imagine these children, and I'm sure that part of this, they're dysfunctional lesbian stress, I'm sure, but they have 6 black children.
Right.
Which is, how are 2 white lesbians going to know how to deal with 6 black children?
It's a lot of stress balls.
I'm sure. But imagine being one of these children, they're children, they're innocent. I'm sure they're a handful for 2 white lesbians, but they're innocent children. you're in this car and your mommy decide to drive you off a fucking cliff and kill you.
After finding out,
we're going to jail.
That's not why, but like it starts with, like that's the worst part. But the reality is they were like molesting the kids before.
Repeatedly, right? Nonstop. Death is preferable, but you can't really say that's, you know,
what,
that's not
what,
exactly
what were the truth. They doing? Like what exactly were they doing?
Well, I think they all chose to die so people didn't find out what they were doing.
It was in Minnesota. Go figure.
All right. An investigation includes separate interviews of everyone in the family. Children were forced to raise their hands before speaking. Could not wish each other a happy birthday.
The hearts had beaten her and held her head in cold water over a penny they assumed had been stolen.
Well, that's normal.
Spanked constantly, deprived of food. What a fucking
fat freak.
Nightmare.
I wish there was more open lesbian hatred.
My God, man.
I feel like gay guys get the brunt of all the hate, even though they're doing some wild shit. But the average lesbian...
Isn't there more domestic abuse in lesbian relationships?
I believe they're off the charts.
They'd be whipping each other's asses.
They're number one.
They kill each other. They get big. Why do they gain so much weight? Remember when Obama was spending millions of dollars investigating why put on weight? Remember those days? And like this, really? Nah, reparations, you got to raise the taxes. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Why did get fat?
Yeah. Like they're blowing tax money just to use it.
Trying to get to the bottom.
They're nesting. It's their hormones when they adopt the child. They get fat. Their estrogen goes up.
Yeah,
so they start getting fat.
Their body. So it's nature. It's nature. It's from God. It's nature. It's the lesbian body preparing itself to adopt more children to kill.
Is the root of all torture and suffering come from estrogen?
I wouldn't say.
Maybe the inclination to torture is estrogenic.
Because estrogen is needed for, like, what, milk for your kid, right?
It might be progesterone.
I think that Stefan Molyneux is probably the guy to look to for that. His theory is that, like, pretty much everything comes from child abuse.
Yep.
Well, the reversion of your average, like, harebrained, as far as a psyche,
mm-hmm.
if you just had... 400 lesbians in a room. The average personality is a Jeepster bro from the movie Can't Hardly Wait, which is shocking.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know why that doesn't tip anybody off as far as like the strangest thing in the world. Like
that'd be room of spontaneous weight gain.
Like fupas and jean shorts and boat shoes and, I don't know, wearing hats kind of like backwards and sideways, dressing like bros.
Being shrewd antiques hagglers.
No, I don't know. It'd be like if all incels liked hockey.
Mm.
Like they people would pick up on that quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like your average lesbian looks like that. Is that the guy that dissed her? I don't get it. Like
this?
Yeah. That's this. Your average lesbo, right?
Vice Magazine, powerful photos of butch lesbians.
Rodeo. Nice.
Yeah, she's really butch. It weirds me out.
Sad.
Mm.
Sad.
What else? Kiss my sexy butch ass.
Sad.
Anyways.
What else do we have in the old links?
There we go.
Crispy.
Finn and Pringle. Pringle and Finn.
Pringle and Finn.
That really set everyone off. It's a good one. Well, you know what Jesus said about millstones.
This is fun. You guys will like this. Italian and French women.
Oh.
Did you see this?
I did see this. Ciao, it was Dior. Very interesting.
Ciao, Dior. Come stai? Tutto bene?
Pigs make me sad, though. Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, if you have to have a pet pig in order to be safe, that's not a good sign.
Do you have a society?
Yeah. They got to start fighting back. They're going to have to start dragging these people out.
Weren't they
over there?
Weren't they on a roll like last year in the UK?
You got to start whipping some ass.
Like the scene?
Well, no, weren't they like around the time last year the UK was having riots about immigration, right?
Oh, yeah, and then it just got disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when it was too hot for us to go there, that's when there was people fighting back or whatever. But
the French farmers spraying shit on the highways, is that what it was?
I think it was just a general, the UK white guys were like, we're sick of fucking Birmingham having fucking
tired
Pakis.
Of the Pakistanis. Yeah.
Yeah.
75% of Pakistanis marry their cousins in Birmingham.
That can't be good for the IQ.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a really sophisticated.
How do you even fight bioweapons now? How do you even do it? I mean, what do you do? Call for more riots? Like, there's nothing you can even do without being easily neutralized.
No, they're gonna have to do something. It's just the point will come or won't come. But the only way to fix it would be if there's a critical mass of people who are willing to go to jail in order to save their country.
Anything's possible. Everyone, you know,
Ireland's probably the most vocal of the European nations as far as like this is too much now.
Yeah, I can't see the Irish taking it too much longer.
Yeah, and they're getting pretty vocal. They're also, you know, they're getting.
See, the Irish are different. They make bombs, and when you make bombs, you can get to anybody. That's the thing about that. Mm. That's the thing about the Irish that I would be afraid of if I were not Irish, but I am. That's, bombs don't discriminate.
Yeah, it's cool that they like boxing and stuff like that, and you know, wool production. Mm-hmm. But their coolest thing is
they're bomb makers. The Irish bomb makers are first and foremost, even over Arab bomb makers. The Irish are the most prolific
bomb artisans,
and they like. They have funny names for like the components of it. It's like this is a
Jarvis.
You mean the twiddly bits?
Yeah, the twiddly bits. Uh-huh. And then you load it with petrol.
petrol fumes.
Winscom.
Pass me the Jarvis.
The last time I checked up on Ireland, they were tossing Molotov cocktails under the UN trucks or whatever the hell those trucks were. Like they were doing crazy shit. Mm. Then they're burning down the, you know, the hotels that they build for all the invaders and all that stuff. I just don't know. It's hard to predict because you don't want to black pill. I don't know what I'm saying. It's like,
well, every scared. Single person, even the NPCs, there's the choice that you make is, do you want to be comfortable and have a you know a life where you're under the radar and everything's copacetic, or are your circumstances so bad, is life so unbearable, the threat of slavery or whatever, the existential threat bearing down on you to the point where you're ready to go bleed in the streets.
Yeah, because it's impending slavery that will not be stopped, even by their own government. Mm.
How many Americans actually fought in the American Revolution?
65,000.
Wait, what percentage was it? Was it like 5%? This is a ChatGPT. Thanks for trying it. What percentage of American citizens fought in the Revolutionary War?
Versus whom?
The British.
Oh. No, I'm not saying like that, but.
2.5 million free white male total served, blah, blah, blah. Percentage of the total population who served, 10%. So that's
quite a bit.
Well, over the course of the war, 10% of the total colonial population served in some military capacity. So what percentage was there at the outset fighting, determining that it's time to wage a war?
25,000?
Probably less than 10%.
Yeah.
Probably something like 3-5%. So it doesn't take the grip that tyrants have, it is tenuous. It's like if it worked 100% of the time, we'd already be living in 15-minute cities we wouldn't be able to communicate.
They wouldn't have to take so much time to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's there's always that's always a line that is kind of being approached and then backed away from is, have we pissed off 3% of the population enough that they're willing to hit the streets?
Well, that's what they said about the Trump rally.
With guns.
The Trump rallies that happened a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That if you ever lose, 2.5% of the population to a protest, you've lost the grip on the nation.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah.
That the anti-Trump rallies were the first time that... That sounds like that reproduction stat.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the one you were like, they like that. Mm-hmm. It was to trump up the power of... But it was like a slip on, I feel like, on the left. Like... That's one of their barometers is, 2.5% of the population is lost, so we don't really have a grip, or the Trump lost its grip on the on the on the populace.
Yeah. And well, this country is 400 million people.
386.
If you had 400,000, so 0.1% of white males that decided to do something militaristic, it wouldn't be possible to stop that. You wouldn't even need 1% of the population.
Nope. And you can't enforce curfews with a jet fighter.
Yeah.
You need local militia, local army, local cops, people with heartbeats.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only things that can enforce those.
Also, speaking of, they passed that gun law in Rhode Island. So this is the last year.
That you can what?
Buy my
pretty much own most types of guns here.
Mm.
So got to do it this year.
You guys thinking about Bulgaria?
For a move?
No, but it's true. It did pass. It's the last year you can own it.
Yeah. So
you can own what?
Let me ask.
Semi-automatic. I met up with.
Oh, nice.
I have your Mossberg.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks for receiving it.
Yes.
Wow.
I have to transfer it to you. It's transferred to me. I have to transfer it to you.
Oh my God. Thank you. Yeah, no, I was too much of an asshole. Thanks so much.
No, it's all good. We're taking it out. It's funny.
The second you give it to me.
Trevin, cut out the name.
Oh yeah.
Effective.
This is not good sign.
Existing guns can be grandfathers, but new ones can't be sold or made in state.
This applies to
the what
assault weapons, detachable magazines, certain features, folding stocks, barrels,
semi-automatic firearms. Yeah.
So, like all of them.
Pistol grip, folding or telescoping stock, flash suppressor. So you could have a semi-automatic rifle with a fixed stock. pistols with threaded barrel shroud, second-hand grip capacity.
See, this is fear.
From what he was saying, it's just going to be a bigger pain in the ass, more like you have to like register. It's going to be, but we have until the end of the year, so it would be good for whatever our plans for that show. So that's kind of the deadline.
Yeah, that's annoying. This state needs
for all the gun
new leadership.
If you
for all
don't
the
have
shootings
guns,
in Rhode Island,
you have nothing.
Mm.
There's no
Well, you got bombs.
There's barely any gun. There's like not, compared to other states, there's like not a lot of gun
Only
violence.
Only witchcraft can make that go through without people.
I went into
sick.
The fucking gun store this weekend. It was like a fucking madhouse.
Oh,
really?
Oh my God. There were so many people. There were women.
Yeah.
This woman on the side of me, like a pretty
it's because of this
60
law.
Year old woman, like a well put together woman. She's like, check this out. It's called a rose. Look up Glock Rose. She's like, check this out. It has like Glock Rose. No, Glock Rose. Was it a Glock or was it a Sig?
M&P?
Nah, it was like it looked like a fucking like a AK.
Oh,
it was called a rose though, because the inside of the gun case was a rose. And she's like, check this out. It was that one on top left.
This?
Maybe not.
That's kind of cool.
It was cool. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't that.
Wow. I'm gonna get this.
Like Counter-Strike skin.
You get waves. You get like ocean skin.
You make it look like a Super Soaker 50.
I'm gonna get an M&P.
Wow, that's cool.
It's like pretty much like a Glock, but it has a safety on it. Glocks don't have safeties, I don't think.
You need a 10 millimeter Glock in case of bears.
And then
10 millimeter Glock.
Yep. Because wow. I don't do Sig anymore. Mm-hmm. I will not buy from Sig anymore. It's over for them. So it's going to have to be the 10 millimeter Glock.
Yeah, my buddy, he said that.
Why no Sig?
There's shit. It's like if you drop it, it could go off.
Now. Oh.
Like they're not reliable anymore.
Homeboy, he knows all the ones that are not drop safe. But he said for a pistol, a Glock or an M&P. It's the way to go.
Sad.
But yeah, Mossberg. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a little home. And then I have my hyper gay gun being built.
Oh yeah, the good one.
My safety switches are gonna be Homo and Roachfort.
Like, is it the Block 2?
Full what is it like fire? What's like a safety? What are the three?
Probably full auto.
Yeah, it's like no, I don't know what it is. I have the build sheet downloaded. It's cool.
It's the Block 2, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got till the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Shooting deer with this?
Yeah, shooting cars full of the Venezuelan guys trying to rob me with that?
What are Rhode Islanders going to do when they can't even have guns anymore in the next, you know, whatever the hell? Whenever this, whenever the results of this hit, which I cannot discern.
We'll go be lying sacks of shit like we've always been.
You will be grandfathered in, though. So whatever you get this year, it's going to be grandfathered in.
Looks like I'm a grandfather.
Now, Rhode Islanders, if you really start to dig in Rhode Island in the like upper crust of Rhode Island guys,
yeah,
we are the worst fucking rich guys in the world. Like the your average 60-year-old fucking Rhode Island white guy is the biggest fucking piece of shit.
Haven't people seen South Africa? What happens when it turns on whites?
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit MDE.TV.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.